is Kramer with Mission Network News. There are more than 110 armed conflicts underway in the world today. Learn how believers are defending life amid war. And then later, we'll talk to a Christian leader turned lawmaker in the United States. We'll share how he found his place in the story and how you can too. But first, conflict is inescapable. But Life International's Dr. Okonkwo Samson says believers are equipped to address it.
As we read from the book of John 10:10, the thief came to steal, to destroy, and to kill. But he, Jesus, came to give life. So mandate he gave us is for us to give life.
At Life International, that looks like bringing training and awareness to areas where communities are cheapening the value of life due to wars and conflicts around them.
Because some of them are not aware that they're devaluing life. They think they're helping, but actually they're hurting.
The sanctity of life is a matter of the heart. Samson says addressing the idea of life from conception is an approach that resonates with trainees.
Ultimately, they go back to their community and their country, and they become part of changing the life, bringing the life to the people they are serving in their community.
Since matters of life are gospel matters, Life International primarily works with believers.
The gospel can only be given by the Church of Christ, but we've trained even Muslims, because if we can really reach them through this equipping them, and life could be changed, and life could be restored and dignified, we give God glory for that.
Trainings typically last 4 days with a mixed format of teaching and listening. Find prayer points regarding these in the full story at our website. Meanwhile, the lives of women and girls continue to be systematically devalued in Iran today. A new report is out from a UN fact-finding mission, and it adds more documentation of the human rights violations that took place in Iran's 2022 Women, Life, Freedom protests. These include gender-based violence, executions, imprisonments, and more to women, men, and even children. Some of the evidence, the mission affirms, amount to crimes against humanity. Here's Lily Meshi from Iran Alive Ministries on women in Iran today.
They're more treated as possessions, tools to get what men want from them. And for that reason, women go through a vicious cycle of despair from the beginning.
Education and marriage are no way out either. It's truly a desperate situation where Meshi says the gospel is a countercultural light.
When they find Christ, they find true freedom. They find true identity, and they cling on to that.
There's more to learn on our website. In the meantime, join us in praying.
Truly ask the Lord, what is our role today? How can we be the voice of the voiceless? How can we do anything that we're able to do to bring the good news to Iran?
And finally, how are ministry leaders finding their place in God's story? President of Mission Cry, Jason Wolford, is expanding his mission field to include a political role. Since January, he's been serving as a representative in the Michigan State House.
Personally, I saw religion and politics both as spiritual issues when you boil them down to their finite.
Wolford says both efforts are part of a single calling to follow Christ.
As the president of Mission Cry, sending the word of God around the world to people, that's the only thing that doesn't return void. And then ministering, working also as a lawmaker, I see it going hand in hand.
Wolford draws strength from the Lord.
God has called me to both of these things, and so it's a balance that only God himself could be doing right now.
Whether sending Bibles and Christian books to 178 nations or working to change unjust laws in Michigan.
Michigan, at the capital, is the uttermost parts of the earth, so I would appreciate the prayers.
Wolford knows his work puts him on the front lines of spiritual battle.
That's going to be a real battle. And so praying specifically that God would give me strength and wisdom and knowledge above and beyond my own in a Holy Ghost boldness.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.